This is the Steve Cochran Show, live from the Allstate Showcase Studio on Chicago's very own
720 WGN.
7:13, we continue. Eric Edelson will join us in a bit. More Pat Brady as well. Leslie Munger, state comptroller. She's maybe the only sane woman in the state, sane person in the state in politics. And a special guest later in the hour, in honor of Andrea's birthday, Billy Bob Thornton in the 8 o'clock hour, Ryan Dempster as well. And one of my favorite, and she's not completely sane, politicians is Sarah Feigenholz, Illinois state rep. Lean into that microphone, Ms. Feigenholz, if you would, and say hello.
Hi, Steve. How are you?
I'm great. Nice to see you.
It's good to see you, too. And it's Andrea's birthday.
Yeah. Isn't that nice? And don't you agree that Leslie Munger is the only sane person in the state in politics, including yourself?
I have no comment about that.
All right. You and I got to know each other through a mutual interest. We're both adopted. And you worked tirelessly to get something done that nobody believed could be done. And you got it done. And now we're hoping it's going to get done around the country. So first off, explain what I'm talking about.
Well, Illinois was the 15th state in the country to allow adult adopted persons to get a copy of their original birth certificate. Most people don't realize that when you are adopted in the United States, that your original birth record is sealed, and it is you have to do all kinds of things to get it.
Backflips, secret handshakes, all sorts of things. Yeah.
Right. So.
And why is it important, Representative Feigenholz? Why do we need such a thing?
Well,
why are we adoptees so whiny about this?
I think it's important for us to know the first chapter of our lives.
Yeah.
It's not an idle curiosity. I mean, and of course, you can see today you've got 23andMe, Ancestry.com, all kinds of amazing things where you can find if you were related to Christopher Columbus. Yet, as tax-paying adults, we can't get a copy of our birth certificate.
Well, and also being adopted doesn't mean you shouldn't be entitled to what everyone's entitled to,
right,
which is a certified copy of your birth certificate, which does things like opens the door to all sorts of identification processes that we take for granted until we need them, passports, things of that nature. It's not like you can't get most of these things in other ways, but a certified copy of your birth certificate stops you from having to explain the story or have your own talk show. So all of that is important.
Right.
And what sounds like a little deal is actually a very big deal.
Right.
So with that, introduce who you brought with you today here on Show and Tell.
So this week, the National Conference of State Legislatures was in town, and they discuss for 3 or 4 days topics that are state-oriented, states' education, health care, just governance in general, transportation. And this year we asked and were granted a panel on birth certificate access. Yes.
Good.
And so today we have, from the state of Pennsylvania, Republican Representative Carrie Benninghoff.
Nice to see you again.
Who is also
nice
an adult adoptee.
And Carrie, you've been out on this topic for how long?
This will be my fourth attempt to try to get it passed. That makes it, it'll be 8 years at the end of the session.
And when did you meet Representative Feigenholz? I mean, did you know that she was up to this? Did you know she was pushing for this?
No, I actually met through mutual acquaintances, which put me in touch with Representative Ann Williams.
Right.
Because your former Right to Know officer came to the state of Pennsylvania when we had a new administration come in, Terry Mutcher, and she put me in contact with Ann subsequently.
Now, Steve, Ann is an Illinois adoptee, is an Illinois state rep, but her birth certificate is in Pennsylvania.
Well, look at that. It's a small world when it comes to us, isn't it?
So he's got the key to her key.
Well, we're at least almost outnumbered the room here, but you're correct.
Yeah.
But it's frustrating for somebody who's worked on it in her now adopted state, but yet she cannot have the same access that she's provided for someone else. I find that unfair.
And nutty. What's the political climate in Pennsylvania in regards to accepting, denying, pushing back, or, you know, helping you here?
It is a struggle, uphill battle. It has passed very strong in the House twice and is over sitting in the Senate. I've actually been dialoguing with the senator's office yet this morning, trying to convince the chairwoman to get this out of committee. I basically have a 3-week window to try to get this done in 2 weeks in September, 1 week in October, that the Senate will still be in session.
And are you hearing the same thing that that Sarah Feigenholz and heard here, and certainly Ann has heard here as well? Well, it's just not fair to the parents who did the adoption. And, you know, these things were meant to be, quiet, and we have to think about other people. You're getting all of that, I would assume.
Absolutely. It doesn't change state by state, but they are just excuses. The most recent one basically is, how is the Department of Health going to inform these people that now you may be unsealing? Pennsylvania is a little bit unique, and ours were not sealed until 1984. So I tell people, we are trying to restore the rights of adoptees. Up until 1984, you could have retrieved this thing. I was young enough, I didn't know about that. And I think it's a matter of restoration. I mean, think about it, somebody still serves in the military. We send them off to countries, places they don't know, to protect and liberate people they don't even know, come back to their own country and be told, you can't have a single piece of paper. Even though after 9/11, the government says you need a raised seal birth certificate to justify your existence on the planet and justify who you are, but we're going to give you one that's not really complete. That's
I just want to again say the same thing I say over and over again, Sarah. Whenever we have these conversations for adoptive parents, helping your child connect the dots in their history doesn't mean your child's going to run away from home, no matter what their age is. This notion that this is a door opening where you can go, finally, I can go see those people. If you love your kids, that's the definition of being a parent. If you raise your kids to the best of your ability and you love them, you are the parents.
And in these cases, we're talking about helping adult children.
This
is not a six-year-old. It's all of a sudden.
But I think that's important to mention, too, though, because I think a lot of people are confused about what the actual effort is. This is not some clandestine effort to destroy families. This is just restoring a very simple right.
The other thing is, there's as many birth parents who are also looking for their children.
Right.
This is not just adult children looking for, who am I? A lot of people were put in situations to give up a child, and later in life would love to know that that child's safe, that
no doubt about
healthy.
It. As opposed to the needle in the haystack way that most states do it now. And in my case, it was just a health record search, and it's led to reuniting with my birth family, and they're wonderful, and they're my family, too. So
I've had five
bonus and blessed
children, three of them with major health problems, and I can't provide them any information.
Yeah, which is outrageous. I mean, that's the main thing. And we're going to run out of time, and I want to get you in on this. So between you and Representative Feigenholz getting this done here, is there momentum around the country to help?
There really is. I think we're up to about 22 states that have at least partial access for birth records. I think a lot of people are surprised to know that we have so little information. It's 2016, yet I don't know where I was born, who my parents are, anything about my medical history, or even something as simple as my ethnic background. I'm really a blank slate, and it's important to me and other adoptees to get even just the most basic information about the beginnings of our lives.
Yeah, and it's just fair. So, Sarah Feigenholz, if people want to know more, I assume just go to your website, right?
NewIllinoisAdoptionLaw.com, or they can find me or Ann at our state websites or in our offices. But we're taking this on the road, Steve. We're very serious. We're working probably where your birth certificate is, in the state of New York.
Oh, you are? Okay.
Yeah, and Pennsylvania are the ones that are queued up. And I think that once New York opens, we're going to see we're going to see a lot of states open very quickly. After Illinois passed, six states passed. So I'm very optimistic.
As you should be, and you ought to be proud of the effort as well. So really, it's the Feigenholz, Williams, and Benninghoff tour. You getting jackets? You selling T-shirts?
Absolutely.
Yeah, good call by you. Good call, good call.
The adoption caucus.
Steve, come on along.
Listen, you know you've got me to Big Mouth at anywhere along the way, and I'll fly in and helicopter in and what other things
like
I do?
Parachute in? If
parachute?
You
well, let's not go crazy.
All right.
Nice to see you guys.
Thanks, thanks
for doing
for
this.
Having us.
Thanks for the
Thank
work.
You.
Thank you, sir. Good luck.
I appreciate it.
All right, 7:22. We're back in a moment with Mr. Brady, Mr. Edelstein, and again, Leslie Munger will join us for the big story at the bottom of the hour on 7:20 WGN.